From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper that Virginia Martin is still working as the Democrat Elections Commissioner in Columbia County, as the party is still coming up with a new nominee after the Board of Supervisors voted down Martin's reappointment to the position. Republicans have replaced Jason Nansky of Bellatia with Kelly Miller Simmons of Copec, who lost the election for Copec supervisor in November. Democrats are choosing between Mark Young of Stuyvesant, who was a co-worker of Mexican Radio in Hudson before the restaurant closed last year, and Aaron Stamper of Chatham, the vice chairperson of the County Democratic Committee. Stamper tied Martin in a vote for the position among the Democratic Committee earlier this year, and other candidates may emerge. Democrats plan to ask the Board of Supervisors to approve some candidates at their February 12th meeting. Keith Kanaga, the CCDC chairperson, said, and I quote, "I hope the committee will decide on a candidate on January 30th, end quote. After that, he said, and I quote, "We expect that the Board of Supervisors will appoint the person that we recommend," end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Chad Arnold reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that if the legislature approves Andrew Cuomo's budget proposal, the governor would be able to close as many state prisons as he wants. Cuomo would have to give 90 days notice, but the proposal reads, and I quote, "could close prisons as he determines to be necessary for the cost-effective and efficient operation of the correctional system," end quote. Jason Conwell, a Cuomo spokesperson, said, and I quote, "We have consistently said that prisons are not an economic development program, and by right-sizing the system as the prison population drastically declines, we're already saving taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars each year," end quote. State Corrections Officers and Police Benevolent Association opposes the measure. Michael Powers, the union's president, said in a statement, and I quote, "We will fight tirelessly for our members to preserve their livelihood and make sure our prison system is as safe as possible," end quote. Read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that Representative Antonio Delgado did not list his appearance January 23rd at the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce's annual Congressional Update Breakfast Meeting on his website. Delgado only lists events that his staff organizes on his website. And while the impeachment trial of the President of the United States was going on in Washington, D.C., Delgado did not want to talk about that. Instead, he spoke about visiting local farms. He said, and I quote, "I made a point to connect with these individuals, organizations, and business owners to understand the needs of communities on the ground," end quote. He would only make a vague reference to the impeachment. He said, and I quote, "I bring the heart of this place with me to D.C. I'm not sure there is a lot of heart, to be honest with you, in D.C. Democratic norms like mutual toleration are eroding. We are treating our partisan rivals like enemies and traitors. I can't engage in that," end quote. Read more about this story at MidHudson News. Ariel Zangler reports for the Daily Freeman that the Kingston Planning Board approved plans for WKNY to convert a former auto business garage into a community media center and performance space. The station, heard on 1490 AM and 107.9 FM in Ulster County, will move across Broadway to the new space sometime this year, then build out the performance space. Kristen Thorne, Radio Kingston's Director of Finance and Administration, told the Planning Board, and I quote, "This is intended to be a community media center, performance space, workshop space," end quote. The radio station's performance space will be for 66 people with bathrooms, a green room, storage, and a video and control room. You can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.